Hello, it's Gabby here for you. Before we jump onto this week's podcast, I just want to let you know about two ways that you can work with me. First of all, I do one-to-one coaching and I do that via Zoom, so we can jump on a Zoom call at a time to suit you. The second thing I've got for you is an online coaching course that's 12 modules that you can download straight away now. There will be a link somewhere around these podcast notes. And this is the course that I've designed, and it's got everything in it that I wish I'd have known when I finished cancer treatment and I was lost. So you can download that course now and you can start working towards making this your happiest and healthiest year ever. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think. Take care. Bye-bye. Hello there, it's Gabby here from Confidence After Cancer, and I hope this finds you well. This week, I'm going to be talking about food and nutrition, and this is such a fundamental part of my journey. It's such a fundamental part of my online course, Confidence After Cancer course that I teach to people. I teach this online and recorded modules, and I teach it in one-to-one as well. So I'm just going to touch lightly on some of the things that are included in my online course, because there's a whole module, there's a whole section on essential nutrients and what are they and why they're so important and how you can introduce them into your body. So I'm going to touch on 4 points this week, very light touch, very brief, just simple things that you can do to improve your diet to give yourself the best chance of having a happy and healthy life. And so the first one I'm going to go to is something I talk about all the time. It's probably no surprise if you've heard me talking before, and that is about drinking water. And it's such a fundamental part of health and well-being, but so many of us are dehydrated. And one of the things I learned on my nutritional healing course was so many illnesses start with dehydration. And it really is the basic thing that you can do to be well and happy. And so many people say, oh, I don't really like water. But there's different ways you can get water into your life. Myself, I try to drink my 2 litres every day. I've set myself a target now. If I'm sat working at my desk, as I am some days, I'll drink my 1 litre bottle inside of me, and I'll drink that before lunchtime. And so that's something I can tick off, a little achievement of something, a little step that I've done that my future self will thank me for, because I'm doing these little steps every day to make sure I'm giving myself the best chance of living a long, happy and healthy life. So drink water. And if you don't like water, if that's something you struggle with, think about different ways you can get water into you. So it could be fruit teas. There's so many fruit and herbal teas that you can take now. Normal black tea and coffee don't really count because they are dehydrating as well. So I don't think of you having 8 cups of coffee a day that you're getting the hydration, because you're really not. But there's so many things that you can drink. It may be you take some unsweetened cordial. I know a lot of people that drink that and drink 2 litres of water a day with the cordial. That's fine as well. You can put fruits in to flavour it. You can get these little bottles now, can't you, with a little cage sort of thing that you could put strawberries or lemon or lime or peaches or whatever you want to flavour your water with. Make it fun. Make it something that you enjoy doing. Because my next tip is to enjoy your food. And I may have referenced this before in a podcast, because it was something that kind of took my breath away. When I was really getting into my nutrition, one of the big changes that I made is I bought one of these high-speed blenders, and I started having a smoothie every day with so many things you put in them to make them, you know, as packed full of goodness. But I was having my green smoothies, and I really enjoy a green smoothie. Celery is one of my favourites. You can put spinach in it, put apples, you put pears, cucumber, whatever it is that you enjoy. And you can also add powders. You can have protein powders. I like flax seeds, different things. I'm not going to prescribe things now, but just to give you the idea, a green smoothie is something I enjoy the taste of. I put things in it that I enjoy the taste of, and I put things in it that I also know are going to help me become healthier. So I was talking about this to a good friend, and she was trying to improve her health. And I went to her house one day, and she was drinking this green smoothie, and she was absolutely pulling her face like it was the worst thing she'd ever tasted. And I said, what on earth are you doing? And she said, well, you told me I should drink green smoothies, and I can't stand it, but I've got to drink it because I want to get better. And to me, that really defeats the object. You know, foods shouldn't be a punishment. There are so many choices that we can make. And one of the things that I help people with is making healthy choices that they enjoy. You know, there are literally thousands of different foods. There's so many combinations of smoothies that you can make. If you don't like one that you're drinking, choose something that you do enjoy. So my second point is, please enjoy your food. Your food should be pleasurable. And I'm not saying, you know, eat cake and chocolate every day. Yes, if you want to, as an occasional treat. But if you, I'm not here to tell you what to do. You know, if you eat cake and chocolate for three meals a day all the time, you're not going to be healthy. You're not giving your body the building blocks that it needs to create good health. You know that. But you can have the occasional treat. And one of the things I learned on my nutritional healing course was the 80-20 rule. So if you are eating, you know, things that are packed with good nutrition, 80% of the time, well, yeah, 20% of the time, you can have whatever treat it is you want. You can have a glass of wine. You can have some chocolate cake, but eat it without guilt, without any negative emotions. I think a lot of us get into this emotional eating as well, especially if you've had trouble with dieting or if you had problems with maintaining your weight over the years. And I know I have for many years a really bad relationship with food and the emotions that were around it, you know, feeling guilty if you eat the wrong thing, hiding what you're eating so that people don't think that you're greedy. So many emotional things are around food. But what I would say, if you are really serious about a journey to health and happiness and you want to use food as a part of that, enjoy your food, make good choices, make wise choices, take advice if you need to. Really enjoy your food, because food should be pleasurable. The third point I would make, a very simple one to do, very easy. You don't have to be trained in anything to know this. Reduce the amount of processed food that you eat. There are so many chemicals in so many of the things that we eat. So just be mindful of the fact that if it's in a box, if it's in a packet, if it's got ingredients listed on the back of it that you can't even say and you can't recognize, it's probably not the best thing for you. If you can, you know, ideally you'd want to be eating fruit and vegetables that have been grown locally, not packaged at all. Hopefully you've got a good supermarket or a good shop near you where you can access these things. Some people live near allotments or farmers markets are really great as well. Artisan market near me sells really good fresh produce that people have produced locally. But just be mindful of the facts. And somebody said to me once, you know, when you go into a massive supermarket and you've got all these aisles, and I've got a big supermarket near me, and there's one little aisle that's called health foods. So if that's the health foods, what is the rest of it? Unhealthy foods. And again, no judgment here. And I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad about what they eat. I'm asking you if you'd like to take responsibility for your health and happiness by eating less processed food, because I really believe that, you know, we've come to almost accept that so many people being ill, one in two people getting cancer is now what we're living in. Is that normal? Is that right? I don't believe it is. And I think we can make healthy choices. But again, I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm here to say, empower yourself. Reduce the amount of processed food that you eat, because that amount of chemicals that is in some of these foods is really not good for you. So just be mindful of it. Again, the occasional thing that you eat is not going to hurt you, but if you're regularly eating processed food day in, day out, sooner or later that's going to take a toll on your body. So we don't want that, do we? Okay. The last point I would make is about eating seasonal food. And this is one of the pillars that I teach again in my online course when we look at nutrition basics. It's think about things that are in season. And I'm really mindful now when I go to my local supermarket, I don't want to be eating fruit and veg that's been flown halfway around the world. I just don't see the need in it. You know, if it's not local and it's not in season, then I'll wait until it is in season until I eat that particular thing. And so generally foods that are in season, that are grown locally, they've not made that journey. They've not been treated with anything to make them last until they get to you. So hopefully they've got less chemicals in them. Can't always guarantee that unless you know where your food's coming from. But if you're eating seasonal food, generally it's a little bit cheaper and generally it's better for you, because we've really got out of the habit of, you know, back in the day when everybody grew their own vegetables, and just that seasonal food, and there wasn't the processed food around them, and we didn't have one in two people having cancer. So is there a link? I don't know. I'm not a doctor and I'm not passing aspersions, but I'm saying if you want a healthy and happy life, just be mindful of what you're eating. Enjoy your food, drink your water, reduce your processed food, and remember to eat seasonally. And at the minute, it's springtime, so your spring veggies are all out. Still a bit cold, so I'm still enjoying my lovely soups every day. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your food. If you want more help with anything, or you'd like to know about my course, where the nutrition basics go into a lot more detail about a lot of things that you can do for yourself, very simple steps, I would say, but just think about not banning any food, not making any food forbidden, really enjoying your food and making sure that whatever you're eating today, your future self will thank you for. So enjoy your food. Enjoy your week. Thank you so much for listening to me. Ping me a message if I can help you with anything. And I will speak to you very soon, my love. Take care. Stay safe. Stay sane. Bye-bye.